he led U.S. troops in Afghanistan and Iraq and became CIA director, but the career of General David Petraeus has come crashing down after revelations of an extramarital affair. Petraeus resigned yesterday. We're joined by Tim Mack, defense reporter for Politico, to chat a bit about this. Welcome to WTOP, Tim.
Thank you. Good morning.
I think it's safe to say the sudden fall from grace has stunned Washington's political establishment, has it not?
Yeah, it's an absolute shock. If you look over the General David Petraeus' long history of service, it seems he has a totally unblemished career. We're looking at a man who is legendary for his discipline. So it's a real surprise that he would be caught up in a situation like that.
And can you shed any light on the timing of this public announcement coming after Tuesday's election?
Well, Politico's reporting indicates that the FBI had been investigating Petraeus after accidentally learning about the affair, and he was kind of pushed towards the exit to kind of get ahead of the situation before it became a larger scandal.
He was scheduled, the general that is, to testify next week on the attack in Libya, scheduled to testify to Congress, the attack that killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador. Do we know the status of that hearing? And are there any indications who might replace Petraeus as head of CIA?
Yeah, the hearing continues. The deputy director of the CIA now becomes the acting director of the CIA. He's not very well known, and he'll be briefing the committee who's investigating the Benghazi incident. Right now, it's still too early to tell who are the leading candidates for Petraeus' replacement. A lot of people are just reeling from the situation.
And is it likely to impact intelligence operations around the world?
Well, it is. It does strike a blow to the leadership of the CIA and the prestige of the CIA when the director gets wrapped up in a terrible situation like this. Insofar as day-to-day, on-the-ground intelligence operations are concerned, while it may take some time for the acting director to get fully up to speed, I don't imagine it will be a tremendous, it would be a tremendous blow to intelligence gathering efforts, which continue all across the world.
Tim, thanks. Tim Mack, defense reporter for Politico.